My name is Susan Kelf, and I'll be running for the State House in District 32.
Great. Thanks, Susan. So let's just dive into these questions. And the first one being, what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, District 32, of course, is in Rapid City. And it pretty much, if you look at the district, it's a kind of a cross-section of Rapid City. Interestingly enough, less than half of the constituents in District 32 are Republican. The actual percentages are 48% Republican, 29% Democrats, and 23% Independents. So if you add the Independents and the Democrats together, it's about 52%. For those two together. So it's kind of a balanced district. And the number of independents seems to be growing. So that would be what District 32 would look like.
Could you discuss some major issues or topics that you would like the legislature to address if you were elected?
Well, that's a big question if I'm elected, but if I am, I would have to say that, first of all, my background as a nurse, I've been a nurse for many years, and the last 20 years I was a school nurse here in Rapid City. So that makes me pretty concerned about education and health care for our citizens in South Dakota. So, not surprisingly, I would support Medicaid expansion. We have about 50,000 low-income working people in this state, and if Medicaid was expanded, they could get some preventive health care. My philosophy is that if citizens can get preventive health care, then it can prevent some long-term conditions and avoid things like expensive midnight trips to the emergency rooms for urgent care. Now, our governor does support Medicaid expansion. However, his own party is not backing him, especially in the House of Representatives. So, again, we need some good people from both parties to support legislation like Medicaid expansion.
Any other issues that are kind of a hot topic for you?
Well, I think we need to look at really fully funding public education. I'm not particularly a supporter of school vouchers, and I think the half-cent sales tax was a help, but we probably need to look at other long-term funding sources for public education.
And for Medicaid expansion, public education funding, do you have any ideas of some legislation or solution that you would bring forward to deal with those issues?
Well, I would have to, since I'm new at this, I am not an incumbent. I would have to do some study on this, but I would certainly support legislation. I would, if legislation was brought forward, I would certainly look at that with some critical thinking and try to do what would be best for the citizens of South Dakota.
Susan, anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I would like to add that, in addition to Medicaid expansion, funding public education, I think South Dakota needs to look at the methamphetamine crisis. We have a lot of crime going on in this state that can be directly related to meth use. And this not only affects those who are addicted to meth, but their families. But what this would mean for South Dakota would be investing in some long-term treatment for people who are addicted. But in the end, that probably would be cheaper, more effective, and more humane than just putting them in prison.
Yeah, I spoke with some other candidates from the Rapid City District, and that seems to be, I think, a resounding issue for everyone over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, we need good people in our government. We have, had some scandals in our government. I guess you could say we have a culture of corruption in our capital city. That's a lot of C words. But we need good people from both parties in our legislature who are willing to work together for what's best for our citizens.